Okay, well, it's 7 a.m. We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, a regular meeting for Hays Center Public Schools.
Did you just say a.m.?
Yes, he did.
November 9th, 7 p.m. Roll call.
Aaron?
Here.
Toby?
Here.
Dexter?
Here.
Vicki?
Here.
Marion?
Here.
Andrea, present.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Of course, we got the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law, or at Nebraska Open Meetings Act poster on the wall there, and adoption of agenda. Move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second. Aaron moves to adopt the agenda as presented. Dexter seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Dexter?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
No audience communications. Dr. Mann, anybody say anything about services report?
I asked Greg about we got the bid out for the TV, which is closing Wednesday, and the buses and the Suburban. The only thing we've had of late is inquiry into the Suburban as far as tires, what's wrong with the transmission, that kind of thing. So, and that was posted in the newspapers and Craigslist.
And the closing date on that one is?
Pardon me?
The end date on that is the 20th? Is that for Wednesday?
I believe it's a week from next Wednesday, the 20th. Mm-hmm. 20th, 6th and 9th.
23rd.
Or the 20th.
Yeah.
That's the wrong month.
Oh, yeah. That might not.
Someone hasn't changed their calendar. Sorry about that.
It'll be a Friday. 18th, I think.
I'll have to look in email you tomorrow. I know the TV's this Wednesday. Maybe it's the 20th. I think it's the 20th, but I'll email you for sure tomorrow.
Yeah. Do we have any member or committee reports?
We just need to get in the minutes somewhere that we had our that we opened negotiations on October 26th. We met with the teacher committee at 4:30. They've got a workshop they want to attend before they actually meet to discuss anything. And we were supposed to do it today, but now they wanted to move it out to the ahead of the December meeting. So, and then I emailed Craig on updating the enrollment stuff and ESA or whatever. He said that should be done in this month yet, so it'll be ready to use in December. So okay. We can't really do anything anyway.
Okay. As part of our meeting our state units of credit in the high school, we need to look at increasing the length of the day and some days next year. Because your 400 units is a formula. It depends on how many minutes a day you have class and how many days a year. And they're not going to give us a violation because they know we're working on it, but we'll probably need to be looking at adding some contractual days with the teachers when we negotiate. So I'll make you aware of that, and I'm working on the budget. I like to do it longhand, I guess. I'm you trust the computer more than I do, I guess. But I just like to do it longhand. I enjoy doing it. So. And then we can do it on our software very easily with NASB. I'll have to do a double check.
Okay. Administrative reports.
Well, I emailed you basically what was going on. Went to a PLC conference. I'd like to pursue take additional teachers. I think the next one is February and Denver, Phoenix. we had a teacher go before, but she is now gone from the district, so I'd like to get a couple more teachers to go. I think I said, I put it succinctly, that the PLC, their mission and beliefs is students first, and get to help the teachers get to the students, help the students first. And that's coincidentally where I stand on things. And I think we've got some things going that are moving that direction. I don't have an update on a lot of things like the student individual plans and things like that, and RTI, and you have a lot of things dovetailing into the PLC, so I'll probably be meeting with Tony and Kelly, our staff development person, later this month to get more of the details and to where I'm more comfortable with where we're going. I just, I'd like to get everything done yesterday, and I need to just kind of be a little patient and let it happen. But anyway, I'm excited about the PLC conference, and I went to the continuous improvement plan. So we're having our external visit next year. Right now, I'm thinking October, because that's, you don't have state tests like you do in the spring. We're having a DL, distance learning TV, two-way interactive TV with a gentleman from out of ESU 6, Toby Boss, who indicates the external visit's really nothing for you to get super paranoid about. It's something, it's for you to improve and to show continuous improvement. And that's kind of what I'm about. So it's a matter of getting everybody in the same page at the same time and moving forward. So we're proceeding with that. Anyway, that's got a lot on the agenda, or a lot on my plate, so hopefully to get it done as soon as I can. I'll keep you in the loop as if things happen or don't happen, whatever. I'll be sure and communicate that to you.
Anything to add, Tony?
No, not to that, but we had our play, one act was yesterday afternoon.
Very cute.
For the community. And they go on the 18th for the RPAC, and I think it's December 2nd for the district. So that started. We had our quiz bowl, went to Medicine Valley. That's where they are right now tonight. We have our Veterans Day program day after tomorrow. Basketball's getting started. We have conditioning now. Practice starts next week, so we're sort of been busy. Busy time, which is good.
I forgot, Terry Wortman's retiring, as well as his wife, Luann, so we're hoping to have kind of a big shindig, send-off. Whatever the night the Christmas program is, to get more people in, that's our idea. So we'll have it in the commons over there, then people come over for the play or program, whatever.
And I think it's going to be the 17th. That's what
I was guessing, the 13th.
That Thursday. Karen just gave me that, asked about that later this afternoon. It seems open. I think it's official, but that's what we're looking at Thursday.
So put down your calendar. I'm not sure what all you do in Hayes Center, but he said you don't have to do anything. I said, are you kidding? How long have you been here? 40 years. It needs a big send-off.
Do they plan on staying here?
I don't know. I've heard both ways.
Thank you, guys.
Mr. President.
Moving on to the consent agenda, anybody have any questions or comments on the consent agenda?
The boiler came through. I guess you'd approved that last to be replaced last spring, so that's done. The others are general bills.
So that's completely. See the bill there, that the boiler's fixed and all good to go. Huh?
Right. Maury said it was, they put it in, they did something wrong on the directional, so they apparently got that fixed. He didn't say anything about it being not correct, but he couldn't get in and clean the tubes and the way it was put together, so they were going to change it around and should be done. If there's anything different, I'll email you that as well. I'll double check with Maury. I'm confident everything's ready to go.
I'd move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Dexter moves to approve the consent agenda. Toby seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Okay, next item, we've got an option enrollment request.
Yes, she also indicates that the child has moved with family, but she had filled this out, and I think you need to go ahead and ratify it, if you would, for the record.
Okay, well, I move to ratify the option enrollment request for Devin Carl.
Thank you.
Sorry, it kicked me out just a second.
It did, me too. I don't know if we had a...
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now there's an error. Take action.
Something might be wrong with it because I can't click on it.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Aaron and Vicky? Yes? Okay, Aaron moves to ratify the option enrollment request from Devin Curl. Vicky seconds. Vicky?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
Okay. Staff holiday dinner gift bonus. I know it's been pretty, I guess, much appreciated in the past.
So you're aware of it? The new board members are aware of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I understood you've historically you've done. It's in the policy, but it'd be nice to have you give us another go.
I think we're all
Do we need to state a dollar amount?
It's in the policy, $15 a meal.
Okay.
Is max, $75 for the bonus, if you will, and...
the gift certificates. Oh, well, you had turkeys or hams, and I guess...
Turkeys are less, so you can choose turkey or ham. I just was figuring you'd go with turkey.
I guess kind of, and you don't have to do it. That's what in the past they let him get either a turkey or a ham.
Oh, okay.
There was just like a gift certificate at the store, and then she told him how many of what.
Okay, that's how you do it. Okay,
how they did it, just to keep it local.
We're gonna order from down there,
but
you'd rather have the people give the people the gift certificate to order it, and then. What's the dollar amount of the gift certificate then?
We never did set one on that.
So you want enough to cover a ham? They can do up to whatever a ham is.
That's up to you guys, how everyone do it. But
yeah,
that's how we had done it in the past.
Yeah,
so they could choose either a ham or a turkey.
Is that okay with the board to up to the amount of for a ham? Okay. Will do. Thank you.
So is the recommended motion sufficient then?
What was the
It was just to approve the staff holiday dinner gift and bonus.
The dinner
$15.
Last year was a little different than what, because I think they went to the Loop last year.
Yeah.
Before that, we just done here and had a caterer.
Yeah, but if it's a set dollar amount of how much you can spend per person.
It's $15 per person and for the meal.
I guess it doesn't matter where you eat it at, right?
No, it doesn't. We're looking at Paxton this year on a Sunday evening.
Okay.
For open dates. I mean, we're trying to get open dates.
I'd move to approve the staff holiday dinner gift and bonus.
Second.
Thank you.
Dexter moves to approve the staff holiday dinner gift and bonus. Aaron seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Any discussion? On there, I guess, you know, we've got the state school board convention coming up, and you know, we'll attend that. No, we don't have any correspondence, and we've got the well, basically the fiscal audit here to review for the future. So any other comments or discussion before we...
I was just going to tell you, in the audit, we get dinged every year for not having two people in positions where we can have someone write the checks and someone else. You can't separate the jobs with small office like we have. We do have usually two sets of eyes on the cash at events, Gates and Snack Shack, and she does have her door open between the two ladies when she's in, when they're doing the accounting. In the past, the auditor has been okay with having the door open between the offices when that's been transacted. There's really not much you can do other than just keep reminding people that, you know, do the best you can under the circumstances. And I think you have trustworthy employees. And the thing I watch for are when I go through the bills, are there any ghost companies? You know, if I set up a company, ABC accounting or whatever, and I charge the district so much dollars, you know, that's the kind of thing I look for. What's this person? Who's this ABC? And you know, you want to make sure all the companies are legit, the vendors are legit, and so I pay attention to that. Anyway, that's what that the fiscal audit says. You can look at it for next month. The monetary financing is paid. Our bank account is a little bit higher than last year. We upped it a little bit over last year. Our QC puff is very healthy. Last year I think it was around 30,000. This year that's 85,000. So I had the boiler taken out of that. The convention now, we're downtown, but they have a shuttle. I was going to tell you, remind you, I called today to get the lowdown. When you park there, they have valet service to park your car inside. And there's a shuttle coming every morning out to La Vista. And then I wanted to check, I think I talked to you earlier, but there's any board activity altogether we do. And it's pretty much, you said, it's wide open there, so it's kind of on your own. I've been looking at the breakout sessions and the general sessions, and it looks to me overall very, very appropriate session for the 3 days. So I'm looking forward to it again. If you needed a copy of this, I'll get it for you before you leave tonight.
All right. Well, if there's no further discussion, our next meeting is going to be December 14th at 7 p.m. If there's not any conflicts there, we'll plan on that.
With negotiations ahead of time.
6:15.
And we might want to meet once you get, you know, where you want us.
Yeah, I'll look at the dollars.
We should probably get together before we meet.
You want me just to call you and...
I'll
send an email to the three of you.
Yep.
It's Andrea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, Aaron, and you. And Americanism is Dexter, Marion, and Aaron.
Yeah. And I look through that as well. I don't. If it's.
You leave it to the teacher.
I leave it to the teacher.
Well, I'll visit with him and see what he's
positioned to.
What he's thinking. Maybe there's some supplementary materials he'd like to get instead of a textbook next year. I don't see. And I'd like to look at. Adopting a new teacher evaluation instrument.
That one's been around forever.
I've been looking at one with a teacher for her class, and it's pretty subjective. I prefer where you look at the situation in the classroom, you look at it objectively, document what's going on objectively, and you make a determination, you know, like if two boys are duking it out in the back of the classroom, and the teacher's ignoring the situation, then that's a classroom management. You can just justify it as a classroom management issue. So that's what I'd like to look at going to, but I'll work with a team of the teachers, and maybe by the end of the year, I'd like to get that done. Like I say, I got a lot on my plate for the year, but I like being busy.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's no further discussion, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 7:19 p.m.
I have those books too out in my car. I'll go get them, but
okay.
I